Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try liquid zeolite today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome and thank you so much for joining us. We are live. It is the 13th day of October on this Tuesday edition, the 13th day of October 2009. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours, or if you want to be technical, we're now into the second segment, 3 hours and 52 minutes. We are going to have wide open telephones today. For the full 4 hours at 1-800-259-9231, you are welcome to call in on any news item, any subject, any issue you wish to. The government moving forward across the United States and worldwide, different governments are moving forward, trying to pressure, threaten, and force their citizens to take the H1N1 swine flu supposed vaccine. We have open announcements that the dollar is in the process of being dismantled and what that will mean to our society. We also need to discuss the fact that Obama has been secretly beefing up the number of troops, not just the first 30,000 extra he sent to Afghanistan, but at least another 13,000 being secretly sent. the height of deception, the attempt at government-run and controlled health care, and how that battle is now coming to a head, the free speech killing hate crime legislation that could be on the president's desk later this week or next week, the final battle going on in the U.S. House of Representatives right now. There are so many subjects to discuss. I will not be discussing Rush Limbaugh and his bid to buy the Rams. I will not be discussing a gay kiss-in at the Fort Worth Stockyards. I will not be discussing all of these distractionary, diversionary issues that are the big national stories today. I will assure you, Rush Limbaugh, in his attempt to buy the Rams, and different players around the country saying, we'll never play for Rush Limbaugh, he's a racist, I won't be his slave. That's one of the quotes. And now the football players being paid $10, $20 million a year calling themselves slaves. I say, this is really getting rich. That doesn't affect you and your family, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, the group wanting to have a kiss-in during the Fort Worth Rodeo, to have hundreds of men show up and start kissing, that's meant, they say, to cause people to assault them. That's meant to stir up trouble. It's meant to cause a confrontation. The group doing it admits that. But it's still a distraction and a diversion to even get into it. But this is the type of stuff being pushed. You notice that people that call for diversity and people that call for tolerance, they don't mean by tolerance that you live and let live and may disagree with somebody, but you let them do what they want in their own life, as long as it doesn't affect you, as long as it doesn't violate your rights. That's not what tolerance means today. Tolerance means handing over your private property, handing over your children, taking all the vaccines you're ordered to take, drinking your fluoride, handing over your farm or ranch to government regulation and control to become sharecroppers on your own property. That's what tolerance means. Tolerance means giving up your own identity, giving up your own values, and becoming a slave. That's what tolerance was and hate crime was 60-plus years ago in Soviet Russia. By the 1930s, Lenin had hate crimes and hate speech. And if you criticized a group, they would come and arrest you. And they used different groups to play them off against each other in a great divide-and-conquer scheme. And so notice now, you don't want government-run health care. You don't want open borders. You don't want to turn your guns in. You don't want to have your Second Amendment hacked down to almost nothing. They say, oh, you're a racist. Socialism is a code word for racism. You point out that at least 30 million illegal aliens are in this country, many of them on multiple forms of welfare under multiple identities, are bankrupting the states. Government doesn't care. They say, you're going to pay for it. We're going to take on all the immigrants of the 6 billion people that want to move to this country, and we're going to give them all welfare, and we're going to take your house and your car and your kids and your life, and you're going to be a slave to pay for it. Because in truth, they don't want to help the people of Latin America pouring into this nation. The United States government helps Mexico with paramilitary equipment and training oppress their people. They want to use third world populations to impoverish and drive down the wages and bankrupt this country so that you are economically destitute and can't resist the tyranny of government. And as bad as government is and as corrupt as it is and controlled by foreign offshore social engineers, when they wreck the ship of our free market system, which they've already pretty much done irrevocably, you will still cling to the wreckage of the state, of the government, as the only thing you've got to hold on to in the storm. And that's their plan, make you dependent. Okay, what's going to happen is we're going to take your phone calls. And it is truly a rare occurrence that I take a lot of phone calls. We take phone calls most shows, but maybe two or three an hour, because I have so many guests and so much news to cover. But I always enjoy the direction callers take us in, but I want the callers to get amped up and juiced up and focused, because I'm going to go to you and I'm going to give you 60 seconds. I'm going to be watching the atomic clock. I'm going to give myself a 15-second comment, and I'm going to move on no matter how important your call is, because I want to get to the next person. I want to hear from police and military. I want to hear from people out there carrying out this enforcement system. I want to hear from people who they're trying to force the vaccine on. I want to hear from listeners who are sending us in streams of videos of regular Army, Marines, National Guard running unconstitutional, random acclimation, desensitization checkpoints nationwide. I want to hear from you, ladies and gentlemen, about what you think is most important in our society. Then, in the next hour, at 8 after, in the second segment, I'm going to do a news blitz on all the latest dollar developments, all the latest economic developments, a stack of important news, key articles, like the London Guardian, swine flu fears grow as NHS staff shun vaccines. The government won't take this. Just like when Tommy Thompson, Health and Human Services Secretary, wouldn't take the smallpox shot in 2003, the year-long forced inoculation program of police, firefighters, military, and first responders completely collapsed. Look, these bastards won't take their own shots because they know what's in them. They know there's sterilants in those vaccines. Ladies and gentlemen, I have four different of the five different H1N1 vaccine inserts. For some reason, one company doesn't have that on the insert. It says may sterilize you. We posted it on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It says this shot is associated with infertility. Now, do you got that? Of course they don't want it to be sterilized. Oh, man. Okay, as I said, I'm going to come back from break, and I'm going to start taking your phone calls, and then coming up a big news blitz. In fact, right now, we'll go ahead and take phone calls. Let's talk to Andreas in Arizona. You're on the air.
Yeah, so, Alex Jones, thank you very much for taking my call. God bless you for all the hard work you do. We're behind you. And
God bless you.
I'm sorry?
We'll say God bless you. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I called earlier. I wanted to just go on air to promote this. It's an idea I had. I called you about it before, and you were kind of excited about it, but I was the end of the show. It's about setting up some kind of clubs at the universities, student organizations, you know, like a We Are Change or InfoWars thing on campus and things like that, you know, to get the academia involved, get the professors and the students and the journalism schools all working together, you know, instead of being all divided. More centralized.
Yes, instead of the universities being run by communist-funded leftists, funded by the big banks, to brainwash the children, the young people, the young men and women in the public schools and colleges, that the alternative to corporate tyranny is communism, which is controlled by the same group, we need to take over the universities and colleges. The people are hungry. They're ready to wake up. The problem is they're bringing in a fake right-wing alternative. Glenn Beck is energizing and not just taking over the Tea Parties, but all the other major libertarian groups. He announces them every night. He gives them attention. He co-opts them. They are now following his edicts. But then he gives little comments at his speeches like, oh, but we don't want to go kill a bunch of people. We don't want to be violent. Don't be crazy. Ron Paul is dangerous and bad, but I like him. He's a kook, though, and there's no FEMA camps, and, you know, everything's fine, and maybe we should take our vaccine. He goes back and forth, and he's so disingenuous, so fake, that when I watch it, I start laughing. I mean, it's so ridiculous. Tell us briefly in the last 20 seconds before we go to break more about your plan.
Just want to get it, you know, it's very simple. Basically, you just stay on the MU or the student area, you know, and you're allowed to have your booth time right there. You can just hand out flyers, things like that, and then, you know, you make it official. But one thing I would love to ask you or your writers to do is I talk to my friends about this New World Order, as they're what they're doing, and if you guys can put together like an article or something on your website that it will explain you know, what they are, who they are, the offshore bank.
You know what I'll do? In the third hour today, I'll do a brief 10-minute analysis on what the New World Order is.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutriversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutriversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutriversal Foods. More fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ballgame. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutriversal Foods by eFoods Direct. Your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
Let's go right back to your calls on this live Tuesday edition. Let's talk to Aaron in Mass. You're on the air, Aaron.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
Good, good. I'm an avid listener, first-time caller. Started off in the Liberty Movement early on with actually just Googling and found Ron Paul. And I was just 100 miles an hour for the movement ever since then.
But, awesome.
I'm calling because my girlfriend, she works at a major hospital in Massachusetts, and she's one of the ones they're saying she's going to be forced to take the vaccination. She took the first flu shot, And I didn't want her to do that, and she didn't either, but they're telling her if she doesn't take the swine flu one, that she's going to have to walk around with a mask on. She's not going to be able to talk to patients without the mask, and she's going to have to be quarantined. So my question is, what are the steps do I do? Do I contact the Massachusetts ACLU? Do I, get a hold of some type of legal advice, or what steps do we take?
What they're doing is phasing in forced inoculation, setting the precedent through United Nations law under level 6 pandemic rules. But then so we can't form political opposition. Obama comes out and lies and says nobody's being forced to take the shot, and NHS workers are refusing to take the shot. And so you print off the Associated Press and London Guardian and other publications, and she needs to go in and show her superiors that and say, look, the government won't even take this. How can you be trying to make me take it? She can pull up, a YouTube video of the president saying you don't have to take it. But, yes, nurses in Massachusetts, nurses in New York have been protesting at your capitals. Big protest in Albany, repeated protests saying they don't want to be forced to take it. What they're doing is through policy, they're claiming that employers can make you do whatever they want. And that's not really true. That's discrimination against your religion. You can use a religious exemption or a conscientious objection. Your wife can also just say, oh, I'm allergic to eggs. And by law, and she can certainly go out and find a doctor who's anti-vaccine who will certify that she shouldn't have to take it. I think she'll find, if she talks to other nurses or other people there at the hospital, that a lot of them don't want to take it, but they're all isolated by themselves being forced into it. This is all part of having to wear like a yellow star in Nazi Germany. You have to wear the mask if you don't, and, oh, you'll be quarantined as if you have the flu. And, again, this is the system, this medical dictatorship that they're setting up here in the United States. But it's just pure, unadulterated tyranny. Aaron, I appreciate your call. And we're going to have some more guests on this week and next week on ways to fight that and stand up to it. But there have been lawsuits filed over this in multiple states. I see an article every few days in Florida and in Texas and in New York and California and Massachusetts and Michigan. I mean, literally, I quit counting them. I've probably seen 30 or 40 in the last few weeks. Just Google lawsuit over swine flu vaccine. And you'll see the articles and kind of follow what they've been doing. But, yes, the ACLU is an establishment arm, but they occasionally do some good stuff just to keep up appearances. And so I would certainly try to follow that avenue. I don't think she should be threatening or make it a personal vendetta with the people there at the hospital. She should just go in and speak to them and then also organize with other people at the hospital. It's her right. To do that. Tony in Chicago. Tony, you're on the air.
Hey, greetings from Airstrip 2 there, Alex. How you doing, brother?
Good, sir.
Good, good. You know, this has really been a year of some predictive programming going on between the lame horror film Quarantine, I guess that Jericho show. I think, I'm not for sure if it ended before this year or at the end of last year. And now just to some more here, there's the hottest game on the video game on the market coming out, Modern Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 2. You might want to check out the trailer for this. Some of the wonderful levels take place in Mexico, a burnt-out, destroyed Washington, D.C., complete with toppled Washington Monument and burning White House. Hero of the game at one point takes one of the enemy soldiers, drags him into a garage, and as they say, they cut the scene when he starts sparking battery cables in front of him. Really just vile stuff. I was.
And the Pentagon admits, Homeland Security has had press conferences and admits they're paying most of these companies and TV and internet with the video games, to put these messages in there. And yes, I don't play video games, but I literally have seen hundreds of movies, TV shows, video games, conditioning everyone for martial law, conditioning everyone for cribs on the streets, conditioning everyone that torture is good. There's games where you rape and kill prostitutes and get bonus cash.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, it's MZ wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose, don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science in Thompson, Illinois. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready. With a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science, go to MySolarBackup.com and get off the grid today. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Some kind of way out of here. Said a joker to the thief.
That's what I think about every day.
There's too much confusion.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
I can't get no relief.
If the general public can only know what I know.
Businessman there to drink my wine.
So desperate to reach people.
Dig my earth.
I don't want fame,
none
fortune, wealth.
On the mind.
I just want freedom and security for my family. I desperately want to warn mothers and fathers not to give their daughters the Gardasil shot, which has killed so many and maimed so many more. How do I get the public to be concerned over the fact that the United Nations worldwide openly pays local governments to force live polio vaccines on people that give them weaponized deadly polio and maim and kill many? It's mainstream, it's announced, it's reported as if it's a good thing. all I want to do. If you knew that 10 minutes from now, down the street from your house, a 4-year-old boy or girl was going to walk out into the street and be run over by an 18-wheeler and splattered all over the pavement, and that their bloody rib cage was going to be splattered up against the side of the concrete embankment, wouldn't you drop everything you were doing and go there and try to save that child? I watch all the talking heads, all the painted trollops, all the egomaniacs competing with each other, reveling in their evil, reveling in their corruption. And yes, I've seen the video games without even looking. And we'll look that up, Call of Duty 2. Where they torture people in the video games. The Call of Duty is to torture people. I've seen that in a lot of other games. I haven't seen it in that one, but it's par for the course. Was one of the Grand Theft Autos. There was another car game where you run around running over people in the city and you rape a prostitute or a woman. She's dressed like a prostitute. I've seen the game on YouTube. People post their playing of it online. And then you rape this woman and you steal her purse and you get more money. And see, what's happening there is desensitization. It's conditioning. People weren't wimps 50, 60 years ago. In fact, in many cases, they had a lot more courage and were tougher. If you study the sociology of the time. But if they saw a movie, even a Western, where somebody got shot and big bullet holes formed in them and blood came out, adult men would become upset. Because they were in the real world. They hadn't been totally taken over by television programming where reality and fiction mix until the general public psychologically, consciously can't find where fiction and reality meet. It's all just accepted as entertainment. And that's what's happening today. All the different drama heroes on the different cop shows and the different anti-terror programs like 24 and countless others torture innocent people, but that's how they get the answers. And a lot of times they find out they're innocent. And sometimes they torture someone's child in front of them. Oh, but it saves a million people. The nuke doesn't go off in L.A. And so the moral is torturing that child is good. Simultaneously, the torture of children is going on for real at ghost sites and black sites all over the world. And Obama comes into office and he continues all of it. And he gets the Peace Prize for it. Joseph Mengele-type commands, orders, continuing the entire Bush-Cheney era, and they were just front men for the same social engineers. You're given the Peace Prize for that. But 50, 60 years ago, they couldn't show extreme violence in movies and on television because people became upset by it. To see fellow humans being hurt, being killed, being maimed, being hacked up, being torn apart, they associated that with themselves being killed, with their neighbors being killed, with their own children being killed or maimed or hurt. There was a sense of community, a sense of understanding that it was serious. And so you watch television or movies from 50, 60 years ago, they look ridiculous. They look passé. They look childlike. You look at movies from 20 years ago. What was horrifying and shocking then is boring. And the social engineers have written books and published white papers bragging that they've done this. But there's one place we can still see our humanity manifest, and that's when you see a clip on the news of a starving dog in some person's backyard that animal control has gone to. Men and women will become upset. People will cry. There will be calls for their imprisonment. There will be calls for them to be executed. Because you haven't seen millions of simulated murders and killings and dismembering and maimings and woundings of dogs and horses and cows and sheep and chickens on television and in movies. So you still have your humanity there for an animal, though, because you haven't seen it simulated killing. Now, somebody who works in a slaughterhouse or somebody who works in a big chicken-producing operation or works with cattle, they're not abusive to the cattle, but they have dehumanized them because they're not human. That's their job. Hypocrites can sit there eating their chicken or eating their steak and then talk about how mean people are that hunt, thinking it's about abusive animals when it's actually about carrying out a normal human instinct. So we've lost our normal human instinct to not want to see humans being killed and destroyed and hurt and maimed and tortured. And it's been now placed onto animals. And I certainly don't like to see animals abused. Whales, dolphins, horses, elephants. But the point is, people aren't concerned with seeing human beings torn limb from limb because they've seen hundreds of thousands of violent simulations. And now the news shows people dying in car wrecks, people being shot. They show snuff films. That's what they are, snuff films on television. And they show simulated snuff films. And the Saw group of movies, and I happen to know the producer of those, Mark Berg. He's a nice fellow in person. And I've talked to Mark over a cup of coffee. And Mark says, oh, no, no, it's a moral message. You know, the guy that tortures people to death, he tortures bad people. And he said, my new one coming out, told me this a few months ago, you know, is where they torture somebody who's against government health care, who doesn't want to help the poor. And I said, but Mark, it's eugenics. This is a way to take over the poor with health care. Do you understand? Sure, it sounds nice. Let's, you know, you're a rich guy, probably worth $100 million or more, and you want to pay more taxes for people, but don't you understand that's not how it works at the higher levels? And he kind of got it a little bit, but the issue is, but see, I talk to people around the office and people in the street about the Saw movies. They're like, oh, no, it's very moral. See, that's how evil is sold. Oh, it's very moral tearing people limb from limb because they're bad. And he teaches them, well, that's what a lot of psychopaths believe. They're going to show the woman. They're going to show this other person. And so you've got a nation, you've got a planet that has been fed and groomed and raised on blood and death and destruction. Let me tell you something. Growing up, I got a chance to know a lot of World War II veterans. And both my grandfathers were in the Army Air Corps. And one of them saw a lot of action. The other, by the grace of God, crashed and flipped his aircraft early in the conflict and was out of it. And that's kind of like the old, there's one good part about the fable that Tom Hanks is in, Charlie Wilson's War, because he didn't start it in 1982. It was 1979. Zbigniew Brzezinski, he's written two books bragging about it, but it was also on record before he published those books in the last 5 years. And you'll see where I'm going with this, and we're going back to your calls. But my dad told me stories about how they drive into Waco a couple times a year to see movies. And my dad liked to see war movies, and my dad liked to see, you know, things that had violence in it, obviously. What kid doesn't? And my grandfather, a lot of times, wouldn't let him go see it, or he'd say, I'm going to see something else, a musical or something. And it wasn't because my grandfather was a wimp. He'd actually seen people shot up and dead. He had his humanity. He didn't want to sit there with a fake sense of manliness getting off on violence. And, I mean, he was a tough, macho man's man. But he didn't like it. Let me tell you, all those other old World War II vets I got a chance to know when I was a kid, they're all dead now. I don't know, maybe one of them's alive. But the point is that they'll never tell you their war stories. They didn't get into violent movies. They didn't get into acting tough and macho. Because they'd seen the reality of horror. And I want to tell America something. You think it's cool to be into skulls and death and blood and murder and mayhem and dark power? You think torture's cool and you play all these games simulating it? When the real thing comes home to roost with you and your life, it's not going to be so funny anymore. I will assure you. And the social engineers know exactly what they are doing. And so people now don't care when their neighbors or kids are being dragged away by the CPS to the rape rooms. They don't care when the neighbor's kid's dying at 12 of cancer from all the shots they've been given. They don't have any. In fact, people have been trained to hate each other. The TV ads, the radio, it's all about infighting, all about divide and conquer. That's what the establishment is doing, is dividing us. Everything they do is about division. Obama came to create division. So that when you oppose his world government agenda of his puppet masters, they could call you a racist. And the Republicans, when they're in power, they're all about division. That's how they operate. So for those of you out there that like darkness, murder, and death, you don't get strength out of darkness and death and the war drums. Strength comes from love. Strength comes from the will to lay down your life for others. And strength comes from the willingness to be attacked by the media and to be demonized and to be lied about. That's where real strength is. But for those of you that like darkness, I guess here's your anthem. Those of you that want to see blood raining, have you ever really seen death and destruction? If you like death so much, why don't you drive around in the countryside for a few days? You'll probably find a dead horse or cow. You can go wallow in it. But I'll tell you what has more power than this, love. I'll tell you what is like fingernails on chalkboard to the evil ones that love to kidnap and torture children, that love to desecrate innocence. This is what they hate. Straight you something. Dark power can't fill a woman with the strength to pick a Cadillac up off her baby. But this deep, true love can.
This is an emergency alert. More than half the world's doctors and nurses are refusing risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations, especially this flu season. Rely on OxySilver instead. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. So get it while you still can. Order OxySilver online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you're looking for a company that will meet and exceed your water purification needs, you need to visit PureWaterFreedom.com. If you're concerned about contaminants in your water, such as fluoride, chlorine, pharmaceutical drugs, arsenic, and even iron or rust, PureWaterFreedom.com has a water purification system perfect for your home or office. PureWaterFreedom.com carries state-of-the-art water filters for every application, including countertop, undersink, shower and bath, whole house, ultraviolet sterilizers, fluoride filters, and reverse osmosis systems that remove fluoride and pharmaceutical drugs, and much more. Installation takes moments, so you'll be enjoying crisp, clean, satisfying water in no time. Not sure which water purification system will work best for you? Log on or call today to speak with a water purification specialist. Call 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Or visit purewaterfreedom.com. Purewaterfreedom.com. The best filtered water in the world.
Strong and put their love into action and not be misdirected by the new world order that manipulates good people into aiding their agenda. by claiming that the globalists have good aims. Finishing up the story of the Zen master from Charlie Wilson's War, I didn't finish that, and we'll go to your calls. The only good part of that film that's accurate, there's the story of the Zen master in the East, and the chief's son is given a horse, and one of the villagers goes to the Zen master and says, is it a good idea that he was given that horse? And the Zen master says, well, we'll wait and see. And then a few years later, he'd grown up of age, and he got thrown off the horse and broke his leg. And the villager went back to the Zen master and said, I guess it was a bad idea that that horse was given to him. The Zen master said, we'll see. And then a few months later, a big war was started in the country. And most of the men from the village got called off to go to war. And many of them got killed and didn't come back. And so the villager went back to the Zen master and said, well, I guess it was good he got the horse and then broke his leg and didn't go to war. And the Zen master said, we'll see. And that's the whole point of this. Is when I was telling the story of one of my grandfathers early in the war flipping his plane, coming into the runway and getting hurt real bad, and then not getting sent back to the war, he probably would have died and I wouldn't exist. But side issue, I started telling that story and I just wanted to finish it up and have it make some sense. There is so much to cover, so much to go over, and I said I was going to take a lot of your calls and we've started taking your calls. I'm going to go back to your calls when we start the next hour, and then I'll do the news blitz at the bottom of the hour because there's a lot of it here and I want to go over the economic news, the flu news, you name it. The saying that our founding fathers loved to use was, duty is ours, consequence belongs to God. The king was corrupt, the government was abusive, they didn't know what the outcome would be, but they stood firm and stood fast and took action and stayed the course. And I'm asking listeners of this radio show to go to InfoWars.com and order the DVD, Fall of the Republic, Volume 1, The Presidency of Barack Obama. It is my finest achievement. It's the finest achievement of my crew, my staff in here. Everyone deserves credit, including the listeners who've supported us throughout the year so we can make bigger and better and more informative, transcendent, evergreen films that will always be pertinent because they are veritas, they are truth. And if you want to be the first person to get it, some of the first people to get it, you need to pre-order now because we're only 7 days away from shipping it. It comes out October 21st on DVD, direct to DVD. It'll also simulcast and premiere at prisonplanet.tv and super high quality, 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. Get a yearly membership, not just a monthly, and you get 3 months free at prisonplanet.tv. So pre-order Fall of the Republic now. It's pretty much not even a pre-order now. So you'll be at the head of the line. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.